Can you explain the difference between the vaccine, the H1N1 vaccine, that contains the adjuvant additive, this is the one for which they've ordered 50 million plus doses,
right,
and the one that is non-adjuvant?
Sure. An adjuvant is a booster, an immune booster. So what it does is it reduces the amount of proteins that are needed or viral particles that are needed in the vaccine itself to produce the same response or even a better response. So in other words, say you have, let's just say you have 10 pieces of virus in a vaccine, for example. And if you use an adjuvant, and say that those 10 pieces of vaccine gives you an immune response. If you use an adjuvant, you only need to use 2 pieces of the virus to get the same response. So it gives you then, you can make 5 doses now instead of using 1 in order to have the same effect. So that's what an adjuvant does. An adjuvant, in this case, is called squalene. Squalene is made by our own bodies. It's made in our liver. It's found in fish. It's found in foods. So in terms of its chemical composition, it's nothing that our bodies have not seen yet. Because sometimes when you use the word adjuvant, people think, oh my, what kind of chemical is in there? But really, it's manufactured by our own liver, and it circulates in our bloodstream, and as I said, found in cosmetics, foods, other compounds. So it's a naturally occurring compound. But what it does is it stimulates our immune system to respond to the proteins in that vaccine more strongly. So it simply says to the body, here's the virus, or here's the proteins in the virus, and attack this more forcefully. And that's all it does. A non-adjuvant vaccine.
So why are they saying they don't want to give it to pregnant women?
Well, they're not saying they don't want to give it. As with anything else, you have to do they're doing the testing for it. So the pregnant women is a very touchy issue, because you don't want to give any compound or drug, even if you know that it's safe in other people. You have to figure out what's going to happen with regards to the fetus and how it's going to respond to that. So that's why they're hesitant, but they are going to, my understanding is that they are going to approve this, especially when you look at what David Butler Jones has mentioned, that they're not overly concerned about using it in pregnant women. It's just that you can't test it on pregnant women. That's the issue. So which is what happens with a lot of medications. You can't test, you can't take a group of pregnant women and say, okay, let's see what a drug is going to do to you.
Right.
So that's the issue. But in terms of making the either assumption or extrapolating its use to pregnant women, if you're finding that it's working extremely well in people and they're not reacting to it in any negative way, you can be fairly confident that it's not going to cause harm to pregnant women when it's used. That being said, there is a non-adjuvant vaccine that is available as well, which is what they want to use for pregnant women, just in terms of being absolutely sure. And that one doesn't have the adjuvant, obviously, and doesn't cause that immune boost. So you have to use it. It tends to have more viral particles in it. Again, it's not active viruses. You can't get the flu from it. But nevertheless, that one may not give as good a response. In fact, the studies are coming and showing that if you're looking at for every 10 people that are vaccinated with a non-adjuvant vaccine, about 6 in 10 will have an adequate antibody response. And those with an adjuvant vaccine, 9 out of 10 will have an adequate response. So there's that difference. And as long as people are aware of that information, they can choose. If they're both available, they can choose what they want.
But, understood.
That's sort of the difference between the two. I'm not overly concerned with regards to the adjuvant. I plan to get it. Again, this is not a compound our body has not seen. Our body makes it. So really, it's not anything new or frankly, for that matter, dangerous that you're going to be putting into your body.
Okay, doctor, thank you.